This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One-fourth humanity must be eliminated from the social body. We are in charge of God's selection process for Earth. He selects, we destroy. We are the riders of the pale horse death. I remember 25 years ago, I read that quote. I went to the library and checked it out, and it was real. And that's one of the top UN advisors. By the way, we should plug this. I haven't plugged any. Dr. Zelenko is doing such important work. She's got probably the best supplement out there with all the things fused into it for what you need for your body's immune system and more. You're insane, I think, if you don't get it. Z-Stack, just Z-Stack, the letter Z, stacklife.com/Alex. Promo code InfoWars, 5% off all products. Applies to subscriptions and one-time purchases, but I would do the subscription for all recurring deals for everyone. One-use customer, active until January 20, 2022. So take advantage of zstacklife.com/Alex. And basically, when my dad almost got killed by COVID, I went and I got him everything that's in this, put in three different bottles for twice the price. This is everything in one bottle, and it's very important work, and he also supports us as a sponsor. So check it out, zstacklife.com/Alex, promo code InfoWars. We got 4 minutes left, Dr. Zelenko. Thank you so much. Well, you have a great holiday coming up and a wonderful new year, and we hope to be able to talk to you, obviously, next year. But in the last 3.5 minutes we have, what else would you like to impart to the viewers and listeners?
First of all, I want to wish everyone happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and my blessing to all people, to all decent people at least, that you should have long life and good health and material and spiritual prosperity and true inner peace and tranquility, and appreciate just being. You know, that's one thing, living with a serious illness, you learn to appreciate the moment and not take it for granted. And interesting in this, and we've spoken about this, Alex, that in the midst of all this chaos, I found the most serenity in my life than I've ever had. And I think it's a certain, there's a Talmudic saying that there's no joy like the resolution of doubt. And since I have no doubt what reality is, and I live within the reality, that's ugly, I know, I see it. But nevertheless, I see the truth, and I feel I know how my life fits into that process. I have some inner sense of clarity and purpose. And when I'm aligned with that, I feel the most internal, let's say, emotional and intellectual and spiritual tranquility. And that's a very interesting. And physically, I feel better now than I've ever felt. And so I don't know what God's plan is for me. It's like this divine wave. But clearly it is to publicize the following idea, that He's one. He's good. He makes us every instant in time. He loves us. And He gives us consciousness. And He gives us free choice. And really, only He has free choice, right? No one makes Him do anything. And yet He gives us that power. And that power is so amazing, but it's real. And we have to choose well. We have to turn away from bad and do good. And so it's really up to us. There's a parable to describe the essence of evil. And it's you have a king, and he has a son, the prince is going to be king one day. And he loves his people, and he loves his son. So he wants to make sure that the son is worthy of being king one day. So he goes to a prostitute, the harlot hires her, and sends her to seduce his son, the prince. That's the story. So let's analyze it. Does the king want the son to sin? No. I mean, he's actually just testing the son to make sure that he has the fiber, the moral fiber, to be a good king. The prostitute, does she want the son to sin? Actually, think about it. She's doing the will of the king, isn't she? And so in this particular, that's how I conceptualize God making free choice. He gives options. If I give you a $100 bill and a dollar bill, I ask you to choose. That's not much of a choice, right? So you need comparable options for the choice to be real. So God makes good and evil, and they seem equally attractive, and waits for our choices. Now, if we choose evil, it's like me giving you a beautiful piece of crystal. You drop it on the floor and then cut your foot and you're bleeding. Was it my fault that you're bleeding? Or perhaps you should have been a little bit more careful.
Beautifully said, Dr. Zelenko. Hopefully we get to talk to you in the new year. Thank you so much. People can find more information right now at zstacklife.com/Alex. God bless you, sir, and we really appreciate you. giant sale going right now of amazing products that you and your family really, really need. And we also need the funding to stay on air and not have InfoWars shut down. You need these products. These are all amazing products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the July 4th super sale, and it starts today. We have 50% off plus double Patriot points on Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil. That's a huge deal. Lung Cleanse Plus, Fizzy Magnesium, Prostagard, Ultimate Fish Oil, VasoBeat Complete, 40% off on Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones natural products, massively discounted 40%, and up to 60% off in double Patriot points on Super Female Vitality. And finally, save a massive 75% off on hair and beard support formula. It's 75% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget that Alex Jones is Right t-shirt while you're there.
And if I have to leave the world, I accept God's will, but I encourage and plead with everyone else to up your game and stand up and resist. Yeah, hi, this is Dr. Zelenko, and I'm making this video from my hospital bed. I just want to give a quick update. Many, many people have expressed their love and prayers, and I'm very grateful. Thank you. Unfortunately, I had a MRI and a transesophageal echocardiogram called a TE, and it found a tumor in my right ventricle. That's the lower right chamber of the heart. And on top of that tumor is a blood clot. That's not pretty good news. It's not good news. And the treatment would be to go on blood thinners, which I'm on, to try to dissolve the clot. And then we have to figure out what to do with that tumor. To be frank, if that clot breaks off, that's a ticket to the next world. Also, there are more tumors around my lower left lobe in my lung. So I'm in a precarious situation. However, as King David writes, even though I walk in the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for God is with me. And I do really feel that way, and those words resonate in my soul more now than ever in my life. And there is a Talmudic teaching that even if the sword is on your neck, a person should never give up hope. And so I'm in a very good state of mind, and as I frequently said, they're going to have to carry my body off the battlefield, because my resolve to help humanity, the vulnerable, the innocent, decent people, overcome this terrible darkness and plague that is upon us has never been stronger. And if I have to leave the world, I accept God's will, but I encourage and plead with everyone else to up your game and stand up and resist. Resist first within yourselves against giving into fear, and then resist publicly against the policies of tyranny which are coming again. Because it's pretty obvious what's going to happen right now. The World Health Organization, which is essentially funded by the sociopath Gates, is gaining more and more power over sovereign nations. Gates messaged, I think 5 or 6 months ago, that smallpox is a big threat, and then supposedly was eradicated in 1980, and it was only found in two labs in America and in Russia, in DSL level 4 labs, the highest maximum security labs. And yet 5 days after the sociopath criminal Gates said his prophetic words, a few vials of smallpox were found in an unsecure refrigerator in a Merck laboratory in Philadelphia. And so it's not surprising to me now that we're seeing monkeypox. I anticipate global panic about it. This will be the next media war narrative that will continue the fear campaign to and lockdown campaign and mass campaign to create anxiety, isolate you from people you love, and dehumanize you with these face diapers. And so this is their playbook, and they're going to keep on sending wave after wave of their evil agenda until we make internal resolutions to kick the evil out from within us. We should, in my opinion, denounce the worship of false gods, the god of technology, the god of science, the god of corrupt governments, money, power, fame, and reconcile our hearts with our Creator, who's making us anew every instant in time. Basically, the world has now chosen sides. Those that will worship the machinations of man, and those that will bow down to the Creator. And so let the culling begin. You know, the world needs a cleaning. And when the process is done, the world will be filled with the knowledge of God, just like the waters cover the seas. And the sociopaths have a big thing coming for them. They think they're gods. They think that they're ruling the world. And we'll see. So let the games begin. And I have no problem falling in battle because this is a hill that we need to die for. Because otherwise our progeny will have nowhere to breathe free.
I just came from my doctors, and not good news. My cancer, which I've been fighting for 4 years, has progressed. There's one last ditch effort that may lead to cure, which I'm going to do. But if that fails, then the estimates are unpleasant. But I've been at this place multiple times in the last 4 years. And so when someone lives with that consciousness, something happens. Like something very good happens. You kind of live each day, and you appreciate time. Reality, just think of it philosophically. You begin to die from the day you're born. No one lives forever. Some people live 20 years, some people live 100 years, but in the grand scheme of creation, it's finite. So in my opinion, it's not important when and how you die. It's much more important how you live. And so, because when and how you die is not in your control, but how you live is within your control. How you think, how you speak, and how you act is within the free will and volition of man. So my advice to people is appreciate the gift of consciousness in life that you're being given. Happy birthday, because every instant of time is an act of recreation. It's a dynamic involvement on God's part for us to be. If you woke up, that's proof that He wants you to be, and that you didn't finish your job. And I would say the world will be redeemed or fixed. Rectified through acts of goodness and kindness. Even if the sword is on your neck, you should never give up hope. So I do feel the sword on my neck, but I'm still very hopeful, and I live with more tranquility and serenity than I've ever had in my life, which is very counterintuitive, because so the carnage and the malevolence, evil that I've come into contact with in the last 2 years, I would not expect that type of inner peace. But what I've realized is that when you're in alignment, you seem to be in alignment with the divine will, there's a certain gift of tranquility that's given. And it's not easy, by the way. It's very hard, but so what? And it's a constant struggle, but all the suffering that I went through, I still wouldn't give it up. By the way, I didn't ask for this challenge, but no one asked me. So as I went through it, I am going through it. The serenity is really something I've been seeking my whole life. So I'm very grateful to have it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Well, there have been a lot of champions, a lot of great men and women in the last 25, 26 months that have really exposed the evil that was this giant depopulation operation that we're still in the middle of, but that because so many people got woken to what was happening, they kind of partially pulled back their attack, their offensive. But out of all of them, Dr. Zelenko has been the most informative and the most accurate. Dr. Vladimir Zev Zelenko is here with us. He's a medical doctor, of course, that pioneered treatments that saved tens of thousands of lives in New York, and his patients that then helped trigger really a therapeutic revolution of research that the entire power structure tried to block. And I wanted him to come on today and just talk about how he was right, so he can then tell us about what he thinks is coming in the future. And he said, yeah, let's not get into me being right. Everybody knows what we've witnessed here. Let's move on to the big picture of transhumanism and some of the World Economic Forum people that are promoting statements like, why do we need so many people? We're about to become gods. Let's get rid of everyone. I mean, really evil, sinister stuff that you'd imagine you'd see in like a Marvel comic supervillain, but it's actually coming out of the globalist operation. So I'm glad he wants to get to that because I want his take on it. That was actually on my list of topics. So, sir, great to have you with us, Dr. Zelenko. Please try to cut to the heart of it, as you said you wanted to during the break when we talked.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for having me. So the enemy is godless, doesn't believe in an afterlife, but they don't want to die. And if you ask them what happens to consciousness after you die, they say it just ceases to be. And so what they're trying to do for the last 30 years is to create a way to escape death. I know it sounds weird, but that's exactly what they're trying to do. I don't think they'll succeed, but we need to understand the motivations of the enemy so that we can have a rational and good strategic response. And so if you listen to people like Ray Kurzweil and someone else, his name is Yuval Noah Harari, which we'll talk about more in a minute, what they're trying to do is create an inorganic, organic platform, humanoid platform, that has artificial intelligence where human consciousness could literally be downloaded into, and so that the self-proclaimed elites will then have a platform for eternal life. And because they have a problem that the physical body that we live in only has a limited lifespan, but 50 years, 100 years, whatever it is, it's finite. And so they, when this body begins to fail, they want to be able to transfer their consciousness into a humanoid platform, and then eventually over time into other humanoid platforms, upgrade, so to speak. Now, this is exactly what their agenda is, because they know that, or they believe at least, that if they were to die, that they would cease to be. Now, in that worldview, they are prepared to waste 6.5 billion people. Because it's completely unnecessary, useless eaters, and they don't need that many slaves. And so what this vaccine platform has been, these vaccines do a lot of things except one thing, prevent COVID-19. There are three simultaneous agenda capabilities that these vaccines do. One is population control, and that's done through four different phenomenon. One is a percentage of people die relatively soon after getting injected. Long-term lifespans are being reduced because of chronic diseases such as cancer and autoimmune diseases. There's miscarriage rates that are skyrocketing from 10 to 82%, and actually recent DOD data, Department of Defense data, say over 300%. And then there's infertility. Well, this was predicted by the FDA in October 2020. This was not an accidental finding. This was a premeditated plan proven by the fact that the FDA reported that this was going to happen to its scientists 2 months prior to the rollout. And now we have 15 months of data that corroborate this. Number two, there is a enslavement component here, a control mechanism, a 24/7 surveillance component about bringing the ability to measure biometric data under the skin and then transmit that data to a third party with your location, and then the linkage of that to cryptocurrency, which in 2026, according to congressional data, when Medicare begins to fail and the world economies become unstable, there will be a, you never let a good crisis go to waste. There'll be a transition from the current economic system to a one world cryptocurrency based financial system, which will then create a mechanism for control of human behavior, because if the powers that be that control the system don't like you, they just turn off your ability to buy bread for your family. And then the third most sinister component to this is the transhumanist component, or the ability to hack into your genetic code using an mRNA platform to deliver CRISPR-Cas9 technology and gene edit you so that you're no longer made in the image of God, but you're made in the image of Klaus Schwab or Bill Gates. They're literally going to re-engineer what it means to be human. And so this Yuval Noah Harari is he's a wayward Jew from Israel, professor of history at Hebrew University, and he's called the prophet by people like Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates.
That's right. They call him basically their high priest, and he says stuff that, quite frankly, sounds like it came out of the mouth of Hitler, like, we don't need most people, we're about to become gods, and this is dangerous.
And Obama called him his favorite author in CNN. And so what does this guy say? Well, he says that humans are hackable animals, and since we can hack into your genetic code, we could re-engineer it with intelligent design, but not with some god above the clouds intelligent design, but rather by human intelligent design, because we are now like gods. There's no such thing as a soul. There's no such thing as free will. These are just some of the tidbits of what this guy...
This is literally Genesis out of the one of the oldest Jewish books, telling us the serpent said it, and now he's saying it right now.
Well, he is a serpent. He's the embodiment of the serpent. And it's very actually relieving to me that the enemy has finally exposed himself. Because he's just one little man, but he represents an ideology that we have allowed to exist through the godless vacuum that we have created in the world, in the society. He is the inevitable outcome of a society that has allowed for the desecration of the sanctity of life, the sanctity of marriage, and the sanctity of gender.
You're saying we conjured him by our sin.
We allow for darkness to exist if we do not bring light into the world.
Powerful. Stay there. I want to get into this because I watch his whole speeches, and they're so satanic, it makes your head spin. And there's Klaus Schwab drooling while he speaks. And so they definitely worship this guy. And we're going to talk about what he believes on the other side with Dr. Zelenko. This is so important. You can find Dr. Zelenko's site on screen. When we come back, we'll tell you about that as well. This is an incredible time. Everything is coming to a head, ladies and gentlemen. This is the battle of the gods, whatever you want to call it. It's happening. We have a giant sale going right now of amazing products that you and your family really, really need. And we also need the funding to stay on air and not have InfoWars shut down. You need these products. These are all amazing products at great prices at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the July 4th super sale, and it starts today. We have 50% off plus double Patriot points on Brain Force Plus, Ultra 12, Vitamin D3 Gummies, Ultimate Krill Oil. That's a huge deal. Lung Cleanse Plus, Fizzy Magnesium. Magnesium, Prostagard, Ultimate Fish Oil, Vasobeat Complete, 40% off on Knockout Sleep Support, Alpha Power, Living Defense Plus, Whole Food Multivitamin, Pollen Block, Survival Shield X2, all Dr. Jones Natural products, massively discounted 40%, and up to 60% off of Double Patriot Points on Super Female Vitality, and finally, save a massive 75% off on Hair and Beard Support Formula. It's 75% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, an Alex Jones is Right t-shirt while you're there.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
They call him the leader, the prophet of Klaus Schwab. They just fall over themselves. I've watched the video of Hollywood and Schwab. They just grovel to him. And he sits there and tells them, why do we need so many people? Why do we need all this? And this is the transhumanist cult. Everything they're doing is coming out of this plan. Here's just a few of the clips. So you can't do it justice. Everything he says is just so freaking evil. Here it is.
And then the big political and economic question of the 21st century will be, what do we need humans for? Or at least, what do we need so many humans for?
Do you have an answer in the book?
At present, the best guess we have is keep them happy with drugs and computer games.
And we call this the metaverse.
What you guys do in here?
Pretty much everything that you would do in the real world.
Or at least, what do we need so many humans for?
What constitutes a new useless class?
When I say that these are useless humans, it's not from the viewpoint of the mother, of the wife, or the son. Or at least, what do we need so many humans for?
First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Or at least, what do we need so many humans for?
Forget the conspiracy. Listen to our government agencies. These guys are telling the truth. You know, there's no conspiracy here, folks. Just right. Get your damn vaccine.
All right. Thank you, doctor.
And COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance. If we want to stop this epidemic, we need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin. What we have seen so far is corporations and governments collecting data about where we go, who we meet, what movies we watch. The next phase is the surveillance going under our skin. We now see mass surveillance systems established even in democratic countries which previously rejected them, and we also see a change in the nature of surveillance. Previously, surveillance was mainly above the skin. Now it's going under the skin. Governments want to know not just where we go or who we meet. Above all, they want to know what is happening under our skin. What's our body temperature? What's our blood pressure? What is our medical condition? Now humans are developing even bigger powers than ever before. We are really acquiring divine powers of creation and destruction. We are really upgrading humans into gods. We are acquiring, for instance, the power to re-engineer life. Humans are now hackable animals. You know, the whole idea that humans have, you know, they have this soul or spirit and they have free will and nobody knows what's happening inside me. So whatever I choose, whether in the election or whether in the supermarket, this is my free will. That's over. I mean, all this story about Jesus rising from the dead and being the Son of God, this is fake news. I know that in recent years, we saw populist politicians undermining deliberately the trust that people have in important institutions like universities, like respectable media outlets. These populist politicians told people that, say, scientists are these small elites.
So I apologize for subjecting you to that. That's only a small portion of it, but I wanted you to see what Dr. Zelenko was talking about. So what, obviously listeners know this is horrific, but what are we hearing here? Because this is a open, in my view, declaration of war against our very existence. And hey, he said, your free will, forget about it, it's gone. Well, that doesn't sound like something a good guy says to me, Dr. Zelenko.
You really want to know what motivates him?
What?
So he's a brilliant man. I think it's important to respect your adversary and their capabilities. He has a PhD from Oxford. He's influenced the most powerful people in the world. But what really motivates him is something much more simple. He's learned. He knows the Bible very well. And if he knows the Bible very well, he knows what God says or what is stated in the Bible, what is right and what is wrong. Now, I'm going to say this not because I'm placing a value judgment, but because how he interprets it. Now, I personally believe people could live any way they want, and it's between them and God. So I'm not God's policeman. But he's a homosexual, and he's married to someone, a man, his name is Yitzhak. And he knows what the Bible, he mentioned it earlier, he has real problems with it. He knows what the Bible says about homosexuality. It's called an abomination. And it really really pisses him off. And so from his worldview, it's not enough. Go live your life quietly any way you want. No. He decided that he's going to take on God and he's going to invalidate the concept of God in people's minds, because in his worldview, God cannot exist. Because if God exists and there's a right and wrong, then he has a big problem in his mind. There's this cognitive dissonance, and then there's this emotional turbulence and guilt, and he gets anxious. So literally the whole world has to suffer, because you will know Harari's sexual orientation is not in line with what he read in the Bible, and therefore he has to try to destroy God consciousness in humanity.
I mean, that's really exactly what it is. They are in rebellion against the code we've been given to be successful. We have free will to follow it or not. And he has decided to not just rebel, but to go 180 degrees in the opposite direction, which is extremely powerful because it's Antichrist. It's anti-human. It's anti-God consciousness.
And so, again, listen, we're all complex beings. I know I'm not perfect. Maybe you are, Alex.
No, I'm certainly not.
I have my demons that I have to deal with also. But I do it in private, and I try to work out my relationship with God in private. And I'm not judging Yuval Noah Harari until he takes the war against God into the world, and his policies will result in the extermination of 6.5 billion people, at least. And so this cannot be allowed to go on. His ideology and his arrogance to believe that human beings are now gods is incompatible with decency, incompatible with societal living, incompatible with God's will, and cannot be allowed to go on.
And doesn't the serpent say, "Know not you are a god, you're going to live forever, eat of this"? I mean, it's literally be God, take over, but it's not God, because God gives us free will. He says you don't get free will, which proves he's not God. He's saying, I'm going to take your free will.
You know, that's how the serpent seduced the woman. But, you know, the human being was meant to live forever. God said in the Bible, in Genesis, that if you were to eat from this fruit, then on that day you should surely die. And so there's a very interesting question that arises. There were two trees in the Garden of Eden. There's one, the tree of knowledge of good and bad, which they were not supposed to eat from. And then there was the tree of life. And so after the sin, there is a conversation between God and his angels. It says, let's evict the man and his wife from the Garden of Eden, lest he eat from the tree of life and live forever. So there's an interesting question. He was supposed to live forever. And then there was a sin. So why not let him repent and let him live forever again? What's the whole point? Why evict him? Why is God so concerned that he would eat from the tree of life and live forever? So one of the answers is the following. That since they ate from the tree of life, from the tree of knowledge of good and bad, evil entered them.
Stay there. We got to go to break. We can't give evil eternal life. We'll be right back. He's thrown away our birthright, ladies and gentlemen.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. I'm Alex Jones, your host. ZDTalksLife.com is the website. Vladimir Zevzelenko is our guest. With us a little bit in the next hour. We have another special guest joining us as well. But, Doctor, lay it out for people because you're absolutely right. The ancient things we heard about are exactly what's currently happening now. Where do you see all this going? How should we respond to this? What other knowledge do you want to lay out for people?
I'm optimistic about the future. I think the true narrative will be revealed. But let me tell you something very serious. The only unknown variable here is the body count until we get there. And we can mitigate that carnage by spreading the true narrative and giving people the right information so they can make good choices. Everyone has an absolute right to see both aspects or all the options or all the information about an issue. What the media has done and what the censorship has done is only given one aspect or one perspective, which has led people to make terrible choices and choices that essentially they choose to walk into a extermination chamber. And so by spreading the true narrative or at least another perspective, then people can use their intellectual powers of analytical thought, deductive reasoning, and come to a decision. Whatever decision they make, it's on them. You know, we have free choice. That's very important. See, God, the way He created the world, He gives two very precious gifts. One is consciousness of self, and two is the free choice. Those are two uniquely divine characteristics. Now, for choice to exist, there has to be options. Now, listen, if I gave you a $100 bill and a dollar bill and I asked you to choose, really it's not a choice, is it? Because one is much more attractive than the other. And so for real choice to exist, there has to be two options that are of comparable, perceived as real. And so good and evil are very real in the consciousness of man. But again, the idea is that, I'll give you a parable that's used a lot, that there is a king and he has a son, and the prince is meant to be king soon, but the king loves his people, so he wants to make sure that the prince is of a proper moral fiber, that he's fitting to rule the people. And so he hires, or he gets a prostitute and orders the prostitute to seduce the prince. That's the parable. If we analyze it, I'll ask you a simple question. Does the king want the prince to sin? No. Does the prostitute want the prince to sin? Actually, in many ways, she's doing the will of the king. And so the answer is also no. And so God creates options, but it doesn't mean that He wants us to choose the dark side. He wants us to turn away from that and to choose Him. And by doing that, we earn for ourselves the ultimate relationship and oneness with Him, with the eternal, with the infinite. And that's amazing, because during a finite life of a few number of years, we have an opportunity to connect to the eternal. Wow, it's really amazing. And so that's the game that we're playing, and so it's a real game.
And that's what's crazy, yeah. Doctor, to interrupt real quick. Everything the New World Order transhumanist does, like, follows Genesis, and like, we're going to make you live forever. Just do what we say, and you're going to have this knowledge. But, oh, everybody else can't do it. You got to kill all these people. I mean, it's so obvious that it's literally being fulfilled. It's powerful.
You know, the New World Order is a rebranding of the oldest old world order of paganism, idolatry, and child sacrifice. There's nothing new here. These, they call themselves elites or globalists or illuminated people. They're nothing more than just devolved pagans of yesteryear. And so it's very obvious what they are. The problem is we have become complacent, and we have allowed for, through our choices, for the slaughtering of the unborn, desecration of marriage, desecration of gender, and blasphemy of the Creator. And what do you think? That's going to bring blessing into the country. And so what we need to do is reconcile en masse with our Creator. When we cross a certain threshold of human hearts reconciling with their Creator, with our Creator, then there will be a real shift, a real new world.
That's right. We have to, through free will, choose God, God consciousness, say we're sorry, ask God to help us, and that's when things start to change.
Exactly. And the best way to do that is to live by an example. You know, you can't preach to others and not do it yourself. So I found that the people that I'm drawn to most are those that really are humble and work on themselves and find a certain degree of serenity and tranquility, which is extremely attractive, and especially in a world of chaos. And it makes me curious, what do they know that I don't? And so that draws me into a process of self-refinement. So the problem is with modern-day institutions, whether it's religious, academic, political, industrial, it doesn't really matter. They're all corrupted by the same serpent. Anything that's institutionalized has been hijacked. And so it's most tragic when it's in the religious realms, because they actually, what they do, the one place of salvation is used to desecrate the name of God and enslave people. I'll only talk about my religion because I don't feel comfortable talking about others, but I've seen such tyranny in the last 2 years within the Jewish faith. You know, people couldn't go to...
Well, I mean, look at Israel. There's obviously a new extermination going on. It's so obvious. What's happening there? You've talked about that. Like the most oppressed people right now in the world under COVID tyranny are Israel and then Australia and maybe Austria. What's happening there?
Well, half of Israel has AIDS and vaccine-induced immune deficiency syndrome. I didn't say HIV. They don't have HIV. But half of Israel, their immune systems, their innate immune systems, their T-cell function, natural killer cell function, macrophages, tumor suppressor genes.
So why again, is the globalist force attacking the Jews? Because, I mean, it really is. You can see it right there. Like, literally the main attack out of everywhere is Israel. That's where they're, like, on their fifth and sixth shots right now.
So I always delineate the state of Israel from the biblical people of Israel, the two different entities. The state of Israel is a secular socialist entity, and the Jewish people biblically have been tasked with the role of being a light unto the nations.
And so, tell me if I'm wrong, the good Jews have been led there to try to be close to God, but the evil runs the political system and is now going to try to kill them.
Oh, yes. I really think that what Hitler started, the Israeli government is finishing.
Wow. That's what I see as well. This is so diabolical. What would you advise Israelis to do?
Revolt. Civil war. To not comply with mandates. By the way, I'm talking about my own brothers and sisters, literally, who have been enslaved and poisoned. I mean, this is not theoretical, but I mean, these are my relatives.
Oh, I've had family die of the shot, Dr. Zelenko. I know, it's real.
So, I think that family nowadays is a different concept. Family, I would define as those people that are ideologically or theologically aligned in trying to live in a world of God consciousness and try to maintain the possibility of true freedom in this world. And the people that are walking away from God consciousness are choosing to enslave themselves to really sociopaths, and they become codependent on this cult. There's only one free type of person in this world, Alex, in my opinion. Someone who chooses to be a servant of God.
That's right.
The operative word here is chooses, by the way. And so, I think each human being is being tested. We are being tested. God is, the flood waters are rising. And this time around, God is saying, get on the ark. You don't have to drown. But the world will be cleaned up. There's no doubt about it.
Oh, I agree. This thing's not going to succeed. Dr. Zelenko, you know, we've got ZDTalksLife.com/Alex with your great product for your immune system, your body. I want to promote that. I need to come on about that, but you just do a great job. You were the pioneer of putting things out to protect people now more than ever they should at ZDTalksLife.com/Alex. We'll also post it, the live show feed under the show right now. But I want to come back and just ask you about what you see coming next and how you get prepared. Final segment straight ahead. And then we have the big lawyer that's been getting all these big events going, exposing the mass murder, joining us, Mr. Fulman. That's coming up as well. Stay with us.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.